And we're live and we're back in the Los Angeles Convention Center in Los Angeles, California at Microsoft PDC. And if you've got questions, be sure to follow us on the Twitter at CH9Live. We're on Twitter. Are you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter.
Do you use it, though?
I do, actually.
What do you use it for?
I typically use it whenever we're recording a show, actually. We usually say, hey, this is the show we're recording. I get a lot of questions for a guest
really?
Via Twitter.
Yeah, we're doing live questions as well.
Yeah, I love it.
We're going to see them on the big board. We've got Richard Campbell and Carl Franklin from .NET Rocks.
Howdy.
I'm Richard Campbell. This is Carl Franklin.
I love you guys.
Well, I love you too, man. I don't love him so much.
He's Richard, I'm Carl.
Yeah.
Really.
We're interchangeable, we've been mistaken for each other so many times.
Yeah, tell people what's going on. You guys are interesting, because I think it's one of these things where, when was the last time I saw you, Carl? Oh, I was in Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you're all over the place. And we're not kidding, he was literally in Bulgaria. Yeah. You guys have been shadowing each other around the country.
Bulgaria, Poland,
Amsterdam. So we went to SDC in Amsterdam.
Right.
This is when it first happened. So I took a walk down to the end of the road.
Right.
And I hear this car, this black Mercedes, drive up.
That was the sound of the black machines.
Yeah, window rolls down. This Dutch guy goes, Richard Campbell? And I said, no, Carl Franklin. He goes, that was when it started.
I had a Microsoft person introduce me as Carl Franklin. He goes,
Did you become each other? I don't know.
The other day at the party at the Suede, I'm not going to say who it was because she'll be embarrassed. We were talking for 10 minutes. Some other person came up and introduced me to this person as Richard Campbell.
Wow.
It's just never, it's not ending. I don't know.
We're in a strange place now. I don't know what it means. Because Show 500 was published today, right?
Yeah, 500 episodes have gotten it wrong.
And speaking of Twitter, the last thing I tweeted was 7.5 hours to upload the show with the publisher at the crappy hotel where I'm staying.
Oh, yeah.
And then it failed.
No.
Yeah.
Was it one of those progress bars where it gets to 99%, 99% and then spends the day at 99%?
Yeah. So bad bandwidth plus publisher bug or something equals no sleep.
Isn't that the biggest problem about traveling the world, for really far away locations like Los Angeles? The availability of wireless is just... Last time I saw you was last week or week before last. We were in Sweden.
2 weeks, Sweden. Yeah.
2 weeks ago, we were in Malmo, Sweden.
Right.
Yep.
In the heart of European culture.
Or dev.
Wandering around looking for a Wi-Fi signal.
Yeah. An unlock Wi-Fi signal. Apparently, they don't have... It was Copenhagen, actually. And there wasn't one.
Yeah, really.
Not a one.
Linksys.
The Burger King has Wi-Fi.
For free?
Well, you have to buy something.
But
if you get fries, you can sit in Burger King.
There you go.
He's
just a fast memo.
This is one of my lackeys. And this is a brain implant. I'm actually a talking head here at Channel 9. I don't actually say anything. I've been stalling for the last few minutes. And now my instructions have come from the book. Do you like Windows 7?
I love
Microsoft
Windows
PDC
7.
Is fantastic. Please tweet us at Channel 9 Live, CH9 Live on the Twitter. Questions for Carl Franklin and Richard Campbell. Have you been enjoying the PDC?
Amazing PDC. One of the best in years, I think.
What makes a good PDC? What makes a good conference? You guys visit, 30 conferences a year?
Something like that.
What makes a good conference?
Well, there's a lot of things that make a good conference. PDC is different from any other conference.
Right.
Okay. I think it's all by itself. It's totally neat.
Why? You're a Microsoft shill.
It's all about content.
We're going to commercial.
Really.
Why is Microsoft PDC so different?
Well, I think the big thing is that this is normally, or it has been for the past few years, the future look show. You're looking farther in the future. Although I don't feel this particular year was very much a future look show.
No.
It was what's immediate. Mm-hmm. But the keynote you were in was outstanding. And I think it's all because of you, Scott, actually.
Seriously.
Without you, that keynote would have been totally a waste of time.
The 8 minutes of data grid dragging that I did, I thought really lit
nobody
up
drags a grid like you, man.
Event.
It's about the way you drag grids.
But we're saying, it's the announcement of Silverlight 4. Yeah. It's, all the keynotes, the great demos.
The goo is the man. The goo. I serve at the pleasure of the goo.
Oh, yes.
And I'll just tell you that right now.
The
man is awesome. I've actually had people come up to me in bars at conferences like this, and they go, wrong Scott, and just walk away.
So they never say, Scott Guthrie?
No.
That doesn't happen?
You can't mistake it, because I don't really wear a red polo.
Yeah.
But I've literally had people go, you're not the Scott. The Scott I'm looking for.
Lose some more hair, wear some platform shoes, you'll be on your way.
You'll be okay. Yeah,
run a division,
little things.
Save the world.
Yeah, have about 1 million patents.
Yeah, sometimes the people at Microsoft have so many patents, they actually build chairs out of the patents. They have little patent cubes.
Stack them up.
Actually, one of the guys at Microsoft recently, we went over to his office, and he had some of those little patent cubes and stuff. And he showed up one day at work, and they were replaced with spam cubes. They actually built a pyramid of spam. They couldn't find them.
That's lovely.
That's a great tweet right there.
What do we got?
And that's something that we realized on the show.
This is the thing. When you host a show that's live on the interwebs here, and you let people go and tweet you at @CH9Live, people that you recognize, people that you know, people that you see all the time, send you tweets. We got a question here from WebDevHB. So, is it a requirement for Microsoft employees to start sentence with so seems like a requirement?
This phenomenon started in the year 2000.
What is it? It's a virus.
It's a verbal delay while you think of what you're supposed to say.
Have I been doing that?
So, not very often.
Mm. Not so much.
You know, I'm super excited about saying so here today at the Microsoft.
Super is the other superlative.
Are we going to talk about the real reason that PDC was great this year?
Huh? Yeah, you get a car, and you get
a car. You get a car, and you get a car, and you did get
and
a car.
Yeah.
There are a lot of cranky Somehow Microsoft.
A lot of cranky Microsoft people.
It's not fair. Yeah. May I touch it?
You may.
May I caress it?
You may.
Oh,
has this been said on the air about this thing yet?
I was talking with one of the guys that designed this yesterday, and he also denied me.
Now, you got to tell a story here, because people don't know. This is a custom designed version Acer.
According to Mike Argulo, he said that this is custom design. They sat down, they said, let's make a concept. Let's make it. We'll call a manufacturer. In this case, they called Acer, and they said, we'll make, like, you know, I don't know, 5,000, some number, some small number of them. And apparently, you can do that. You can just call them if you want.
Everybody got one.
Everybody
who paid their way.
Paid their way, got one.
Got one of these.
Yep.
And one of the things that he said was kind of nice about it is that when you install Windows 7 on it, there's no third-party drivers. Everything's in the box. You don't have to. It just works. And
you know, the other thing that was really excited about this was the touch pack. Because I've been trying.
You like the touch pack?
No, not the touch pad. The touch pack. The software.
The touch.
The software.
This is the Atlas. This is the part that I like the best. See? Look at that. And it doesn't show fingerprints, which is nice as well.
Yeah, you can see them real well. You've been touching that screen, haven't you?
That's because it's touchable.
This is what's great about with Windows 7 and the new Acer laptop. Let's just watch as I just
Scott just got swine flu.
So I just touch it. See, it's just you feel connected to your computer, really. and then watch, and then the best part.
Go ahead, snap it.
Oh no!
Don't, dude. Wrong way.
I didn't break it. I'm just teasing. Look at that.
Touch 2 gigs of RAM.
I'm gonna go ahead and just run it all over.
HDMI output, a 3G. Slot for you pop a SIM card in there, you got 3G Wi-Fi.
Well, and you've got an accelerometer too, so the screen is actually oriented. You go like this, you go like that, and it'll actually, and it's perfect. And it's a touch sensor.
Everybody got one.
You were doing multi-touch, Carl, with this earlier today.
Yeah.
And it's two-touch, right? Like you can do the main multi-touch that you really need to do, right? Mm-hmm. It's the turn and the squeeze, and I mean that's
the pinch move.
What more do you need? The turn and the squeeze.
The turn and the squeeze. I love the turn and the squeeze.
It's orange juice.
One of my biggest fans, my former roommate and lover, Justice Gray, has said, dude, what is with the plain brown T-shirt? I bet you're wearing Crocs under the desk. Apparently, Justice doesn't understand that when you work hard at Microsoft PDC here in Los Angeles and you wear nice clothes all day, once you've finished your session, all bets are off. The question, Justice Gray, from Twitter, who has tweeted me here at @CH9Live, is, am I wearing pants?
It's a good one to ask.
You think about that. I will turn back to my guests, Carl Franklin, who are in fact wearing pants.
We've given it away. But I admit to, I have more than one bio photograph in circulation today that was taken.
Bio photograph?
Yeah, you know the headshot, you sort of,
the photo you've
got to do every so often, keep it up to date. If you use it too old one, they harass
you
about it.
I like to take a new one each morning.
I do those shots without any pants on. I just want you to know that.
Mm-hmm.
I do. You know why? It gives you a special smile. There's a smile you get when you're not wearing pants and being photographed.
You know, to photograph the president, and then they
wearing pants.
No, not wearing pants.
Okay.
They photographed the president with all these different famous world leaders, and then they build a montage, and it was the exact same smile.
Oh, right? No.
And they were like, "It's clear. It's he's one of the visitors."
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, no, man. He's just a guy who's had a lot of pictures and stuff.
Yeah. And you've learned to do the low energy smile.
Yeah. You get enough pictures taken of you, and let me just tell you, the paparazzi with geek fame like
this—they're all over you.
Tens of people know us.
You know what I love about Channel 9 is the nutritional content that you get. Yeah. And talks like this.
Oh, yes.
They're just
deep insight.
The depth. Yeah. The depth of content. But what I was saying about the photographs, you can actually feel the shutter. Like somewhere there's a shutter being depressed. And then you just keep talking, right? And boom, you're guaranteed to look good. Everybody feels good.
I remember being in a huddle of speakers having a conversation. And every time a camera went by, we'd all have that same... Take the shot and keep going.
I actually got a very
good
tip.
That's my fake smile.
When somebody takes a group photo and you're taking a group photo, if you really want to look good in the photo, take one step forward.
No.
And like this, like you're walking.
Like a Z-ordering thing.
Just take one step forward, best picture you'll ever take.
Madness, madness.
There's Carl's tip for the day.
I like to stand on my tippy toes.
Yep. Well, you got to do everything you can for that height.
The Z-ordering thing is better.
Yeah.
And do you like do your superhero pose like that? Just puff up.
No, just take a little step.
Belly goes in, the chest goes up.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
I like that.
All the key things.
Yeah, so, what have you guys been doing at PDC? What kind of conference sessions have you been seeing? What kind of stuff have you seen? Have you looked at the cloud?
We have not gotten over the cloud, which is sad because I ought to own one of those.
You think you want to have a cloud at your house?
Why not? I've got everything else.
That's true. You do run servers at
yes,
your house.
Yes, I do. I've only got about 120 user rack space. I bet that has a little bit more.
Yeah, this thing is insane. Every once in a while, we'll be doing the show here, and the thing will turn on.
Yeah, and the lights dim, and the walls shake. Yeah.
Let me answer your question. My.netstory.com?
Oh,
have you heard of this place?
Yeah, this is the thing where you go up and you submit your what you did with .net that's amazing and win stuff.
Yeah. So we have been interviewing the contestants that are competing in that contest. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, you and I, sir, are two of the three judges that will look at those applications.
Right.
And pick a winner.
And do they win one of the laptops? No.
Actually,
no.
They get something better. They get a smart car or...
They get a car?
No, the grand prize is...
Wait a second, a smart card?
No.
The car.
It's like, you know, thing that looks like a car, but it's smaller than a car, right?
Oh, like the little European car. Pocket
car. The one you can put in the back of a Suburban and take with you.
Yeah, right.
That roller skate with a motor,
basically. That one. Or trip to the Galapagos. That's the grand prize, is either trip to Galapagos or smart car.
So a gas-burning vehicle, portable vehicle, or a trip to the most pristine island available.
Left in the world,
Could you take the smart car to the Galapagos and just drive it around?
That'd be great.
Sort of destroy the rest of the ecosystem.
Run over some iguana eggs and some dodo fossils and things like that.
Fantastic. The kind of high-quality lunchtime programming that we provide you here at MicrosoftPDC.com in smooth streaming, high def.
Nice.
It's high def. Seriously. You need to look, you need to be extra pretty with the high def. I was checking myself out.
That explains your mustache, man. You're very well groomed today.
So yesterday, I was not very well groomed.
Ah, I see.
And
so the questions were, obviously Justice Gray was commenting.
But I was in high definition, and one of my nose hairs was about 100 pixels long. And I had to get rid of that.
You measure your nose hair in pixels?
I measure it in pixels.
That's good.
Because it's high definition. It's high def.
That's important.
So if you have questions, CH9 Live. John Batt, hey, my buddy John Batt from Portland saying, is Carl working on any new projects? This is really sad. Either I use Twitter too much, or only my friends are watching.
Right.
Yeah.
Could be one of the other things.
Could be both.
I'm not really sure.
Waiting for a message from mom.
Yeah. Hey, home at last. You did a Steely Dan thing, right?
Yeah, that was about 60 pounds ago. And what I did, I had just gotten my new HVX200 Panasonic high-def cameras. Mm-hmm. And it was 3 in the morning, and they were eating at my soul. Like, I had to use them somehow. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't sleep, so I literally got up and turned, I have a recording studio where we do .NET Rocks and everything else. I literally got up and been playing this song for 30 years on guitar, bass, drums, and piano, and I recorded myself, and then I took videos of me doing the tracks.
Right.
I would have taken video while you were doing it. But.
And it was a one-man band thing.
Well, yeah, I laid down the tracks, first the drums,
right.
So I'm listening to the song in my head, playing the drums to a metronome. And then I went and did the bass track, then the piano track, and the guitar track finally, and then the vocal track. And you can see in that video, which of you YouTube, Carl Franklin,
Home at Last,
you can see those instruments. I get progressively sweatier.
For others who are fans of that video, watch for the bottle of Woodford Reserve moving around in each shot. There's a bottle of booze that follows around in the shot.
That was the first, that Home at Last video was the first Silverlight high definition video that I ever saw.
Yeah.
Was it Silverlight 2?
Yeah, I put it together as a Silverlight video.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how hard was that? I mean,
it was easy.
You had four different video tracks.
Well, okay, so I mixed the video in Vegas, Sony Vegas, which, by the way, is now WPF application.
Really?
Vegas
is a video editor.
Yes, it's a very sophisticated video editor. It used to be sort of consumer level, but you know, I use it for movies, I use it for everything.
Okay.
So I put it all together in that and mix it down to an AVI file, and then you put that through the Windows, the expression encoder.
Right.
Out pops a WMV, which you can then publish with the expression encoder, create a little directory with an HTML file, and you just throw it all up there.
Expression encoder. I think they're on version 3 now. My buddy James Clark is one of the program managers on that. And there's a section where you can say, well, I want my video player to look like this. It'll spit out the video player, the HTML, the ZAP file, and you upload the whole thing. Yeah. And did you then go back to sleep?
Yes, it was. I couldn't sleep. It was like noon before I slept. But the question was, am I working on any new audio things?
Yeah, yeah.
If you listen to show 500 of .NET Rocks, .NETRocks.com, the music in the background is my latest project that I did with my band. It's Brahms Hungarian Dances number 5, which is bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum bum. We have no
funk.
Content on channel 9.
But funk.
The funk version. But even a funk version of.
And in 7/8 time.
No, I have no idea what that means.
It means
seven
it's hard.
7 beats per measure instead of, so it's like bum 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 bum.
Very
bum,
cool. And they can look at this online.
Yeah.
But it's not video, it's just the audio so
just
far.
Just the audio.
We're being gently nudged by our listeners here. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Carl Franklin and Richard Campbell, or interchangeably, Carl Franklin and Richard Campbell.
Yes, I'm Richard Campbell. This is my friend, Carl Franklin.
Exactly. You can tweet us at CH9Live. And some of the questions here, someone's nudging us towards talking about Visual Studio 2010.
Oh, they want nutritional content.
They actually want nutritional content. Do you guys code anymore? Or do you just hang out and wear goatees? Is that pretty much it? Can we get more kind of pasty guys with goatees up on the show here?
Best kind of coding mode, because I code for me and not for
you code for
my
me.
Boss.
Yeah,
that is
know?
Nice.
Right, not for the
code.
Customer. So
not everyone who's listening can code for themselves, you know.
Yeah, well, some people like to code for fun.
That's true. We just talked to those guys.
Yeah. That they've got some fun stuff over there. These days, I mostly do consulting around scaling systems. So once in a while, I get to look at other people's code, but I don't get to write a lot for myself.
Carl, you write a lot of applications to run kind of the systems for your business, because I know that all the different stuff, when I record the Hansel Minutes podcast with you and when you record .NET Rocks, that's running through systems that you've all written in .NET.
Yeah, there's a couple systems. One of them is one that you give to your guests when you want them to be on a microphone.
Right.
It automatically finds their microphone, automatically sets their level, records them, and then automatically sends the file to us at the studio so we can process it. That's one.
Yeah.
And the other is the whole publishing system. There's a ASP.NET-based site where we plug in the details of each show and the sponsors and ads and the guests and their bios and pictures and all that. And then we have a publishing, the guys that edit the shows, which we have a horde of editors back at Quab Studios.
Exactly. There's literally a cast of thousands of people.
Well, both of them, anyway.
Yeah, two guys.
They take their finished WAV file, they drop it on a WinForm, and then magic happens.
WinForms?
Yeah.
WinForms, scandalous.
Just to drop it on a surface somehow.
Yep.
So that's it. Just a little WinForm out. That starts the whole thing. And then 20 minutes later, published.
And that's converting the file formats. We do the iPod format, the split ones for CDs, and all these different variations, and set up the BitTorrent feed. It's a lot of stuff that happens.
First, we have to compress the audio file because we have to send it to our server, which is in Redmond. And then,
Is this something that you think, have you looked at Visual Studio 2010? Is there anything in Visual Studio, the new
stuff? Oh, God, yeah. This, in fact, the publisher is a few years old now.
Yeah, it's time to upgrade.
It's time to upgrade, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it could be done with workflow.
Yeah.
It could be done with WPF. It could be done with Silverlight. I'm thinking you put the whole thing as a Silverlight application. Right now, it's in two pieces.
Well, that would be cool. Then
there's
I could do some of it at home. And then
you
could, because it's actually interesting. I live in the West Coast, and you live on the East Coast, and you live in like a foreign country or something.
Yes, I do.
It's called Canada.
Canada.
Straight. Your friendly friends to the north.
Yeah, right.
Is that
also
how that
known
goes?
As our 51st state, right? Because when we run out of resources, we'll be like, hey, Canada?
Yeah. Water?
Any trees?
Anyone?
Yeah. I was actually thinking that we could be cool. We could build Silverlight stuff with this, and with the Silverlight 4 stuff, we could do interop now.
I think that's a great idea.
I could do some of the production on the West Coast, and then we'd be running basically the same application talking to the back end.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see what some of the kind of high quality stuff here.
It's a good question, John Hanford there, or Jay Hanford.
Which one's here? Jay Hanford. 64-bit is everywhere. Why not Visual Studio?
We did a show on that.
Office 2010 is 64-bit?
Well, yeah, the Office 2010, there's a 64-bit and a 32-bit version,
right.
So they can access more memory. But Visual Studio 2010, actually, Rico Mariani, the chief architect of Visual Studio, did a whole blog post where he went step by step and explained
why there's no
Well, and we talked to him on the show some time ago, and I mean, he made a great point that you don't actually want a 64-bit version of Studio.
Don't.
You just want Studio to go fast.
Right.
And there's a belief that 64-bit would make that happen, and it's not true.
That's absolutely.
Right.
And so they're working on the real problem, which is make sure Studio goes fast.
Well, I run all my OSs 64-bit now.
Yeah.
Well, that's so that you can run lots and lots of 32-bit processes.
Yeah, exactly. I got 8 gigs of RAM on every machine.
Exactly.
I run and I compile apps. Basically, just those choices are x86, x64, or any CPU. I just compile stuff any CPU, and then I test it on 32-bit. 64-bit.
I do the same thing now with production ASP.NET apps. I compile as 32-bit, right, x86, and then run them on 64-bit OSs.
Really? Why?
Well, I don't need more than 4 gigs of RAM in a given app pool.
Well, and I suppose that if you did, you'd want to know.
Well, yeah, and don't do it by accident. And generally speaking, everything else 64-bit doesn't provide any benefits. My pointers are bigger, and the 64-bit version of the framework has got little differences.
And the benefit is
better to run that way.
If you're using large data structures that require more than the 4 gigs of RAM or whatever that you can address with 32 bits, that's when it works. But if you're not addressing, you know, do you have 4 gig programs, applications that take four gigs of source code?
This is the thing, right? Not yet.
Right. Well, especially in the ASP.NET cause, I say, if you need more than 4 gigs of RAM for a web page, what are you doing?
This gets into the whole scale out versus scale up.
Well, I run out of threads long before I run out of memory.
Yeah, I mean, I have run a couple of applications with many, many tens of thousands of concurrent users doing lots of things here. Oh, wait, that's an interesting question here. How large is the audience that tunes into .NET Rocks? Hopefully larger than the audience that's tuning into this content-free episode of Channel 9 Live at CH9Live on the Twitter. You can also check us out. Tell your mom that we're at MicrosoftPDC.com, and she can see us live smooth streaming. And we can have more content-free content coming up here.
I can answer
that. How big is the audience?
So here, we used to measure the audience in terms of downloads. That's a very tricky thing because some people will go to the website, click on the listen now, and then have to go to a meeting 5 minutes later. Is that a listener? You know?
I mean, I don't know.
We don't know. So really, we have to look at the amount of data that we serve.
You hear that?
Yeah,
the cloud has become a big microwave over there.
The cloud's back on again.
The cloud has turned on.
Let's glide that.
Over here in the corner, you can't see it because we got the cameras, but there's basically a big shipping container.
It's a huge Cuisinart.
It's a Cuisinart.
People are going back on a conveyor belt.
Yeah, it's a big, it looks like a submarine.
Yeah.
And you can walk through it, and it's a cloud full of Dell servers, thousands of them, billions of them. I don't know. It's a cloud, right?
Yeah.
It's a very square, metal-shaped cloud. But it turns on every once in a while when they're doing testing over here, and then the fan noise. So if you're hearing that at home, that is the sound of the cloud.
So
.NET Rocks audience.
So we have to really measure by the amount of data we serve, and we're now at about 5 terabytes a month.
5 terabytes. So the question is, what is a listener? Are they someone who downloads it and never listens, but intended to?
Yeah.
Is it someone who listens half an hour and then stops?
Yeah.
Or listens to the end and then listens to the ending credits over and over because they love the show that much.
But we've also polled the audience and gotten how many times you share this show. Mm. We found offices where they've set up a feed and everybody gets it once. So we only see that as one download, but it's 30 developers.
Right. Mm-hmm. It averages out about 2 to 1.
Yeah, that's been roughly the number.
Do you think that happens a lot? I mean, do you honestly think that people are downloading .NET Rocks and like huddling around like a prank radio and listening to it?
Somebody will probably download them all to a share on the local network and then
that's the equivalent, I think. Yeah. Downloading it to a share on your local network.
We talked to
Carl Franklin is speaking to me through the crazy box.
It's very nice.
I'm a huge fan.
The guys in South Africa, because of the way bandwidth works down there,
that's true.
They're very careful about one guy downloads the show and shares it with everybody he knows because it's so expensive.
I was in New Zealand and I had a capped. I think I had I was at a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And again, when we insult your country's bandwidth, we insult your country's hotel's bandwidth, not in fact your country itself.
Your country's fine, believe me. The bandwidth of the hotels of Los Angeles is challenged as well.
Yeah.
Well, it has been.
I had 50 megs. 50 megs for an entire day.
Yeah.
5,000
That's all you're getting in New Zealand.
Oh, I basically synced the first three messages in my inbox, and then I was done for the day.
You did that same experience in Barcelona.
Yeah, that's right.
Speaking of world travel, Wassam Zaidan wants to know if we're coming to TechEd Dubai. Is that on your list of countries?
When is TechEd Dubai?
I don't know when TechEd Dubai is.
I would go to TechEd Dubai. Would you go to TechEd Dubai?
I would go to TechEd Dubai.
If it fit my schedule, I would go and hang out.
But at this point, we are not scheduled to go to TechEd Dubai, but I'd love to do a .NET Rocks Live in Dubai.
We should go to the Middle East as a team.
I like that idea a lot.
We should do that.
Absolutely.
So let us know when TechEd Dubai is. We'll check it out.
I have never hacked my Prius.
You've never hacked? You have a Prius.
Actually, that's not true. I have hacked it. I bought hacks, opened up the dashboard,
and
installed
them.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you add to your Prius?
Well, I bought a hack that, when the nav system, when you turn it on, you have to push a button that says, I agree to pay attention to the road.
Right. Yeah, that's a legal
thing. Think about
that
for a second.
I agree to
pay attention. You have to take your eye off the road.
The turning the key part and the pushing the gas wasn't enough instance that you intended to.
I like the fact that in order to agree to that, you have to take your eye off the road.
To agree.
I wonder if anyone's been in an accident during the pushing of the I agree button.
This is what I'm thinking. So I thought that was dangerously.
Oh, wait a second.
Oh,
no.
I thought that was unsafe.
What happened? He pushed I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Oh, there you go. Dubai is March 1st to 3rd. I need to check my calendar.
Yeah, that would be a challenge.
I have absolutely no idea.
That would be a challenge.
That would be a challenge, wouldn't it?
Because we might not be.
I don't know where we're going to be.
I don't know. Well, we'll find out.
We'll find out. It's right after the Olympics, so.
It is after. The Olympics are in Canada.
They are.
They are Canada. You're a foreign country to the north.
Mm-hmm.
He's really, I know he lives in Canada. I know how Canada's pronounced. Please don't send me hate mail here at Microsoft
BBC. Oh, great question.
And at CH9Live, where you can tweet your questions. And if just perfect timing for our last question of this segment. And, you know, we're after this segment, we're going to take a little 30-second break. We'll come right back with more with Carl and what's his name here? And we'll also have a special guest, Scott Stanfield. But Andre says, will .NET Rocks use Azure infrastructure?
Most
are you going to use the
certainly,
cloud?
Most certainly.
Yeah?
We currently are set up as two systems. So we have a database server, we have a web server, mm-hmm. and then we have a file server. And these are three different machines. The file server is on a big fat pipe that's BFP technology, for those who don't know what that is. Big fat pipe out in Redmond. And we serve up about, like I said, 5 terabytes of data a month off this thing.
Yeah.
But it's one place. We're going to a CDN, which is not Azure, but another CDN.
Content distribution network.
Right.
Content distribution network. We've already done some tests. Ridiculously faster, much cheaper. To the tune of, you know, $4,000 versus $500.
Wow.
Yeah. That kind of thing. So we're moving to that, and it's ridiculously faster. We've tested it all over the world. We're moving to that, but we'd like to take our database and our web servers and push them into the cloud in Azure, because you know what it's like, and I know what it's like. You run these servers for a while, and they're humming along just fine, but you get that feeling that it's time to break. Like, your luck can't hold out this
long. It's
time
for bad things to happen.
It's past the bad things are going to happen point.
We get such weird things happening that it gets you thinking about what the point is of the cloud. And I like to say that it's like I'm not in the business of running a whole IT system. Like, we had a situation a couple of months ago where we had a guy in Germany who was like, when I download .NET Rocks, it's like 30K a second.
Yeah.
But when I go over to here, it's like, you know, 3 megs a second. Fix it, you know, on behalf of the country of Germany.
That was one of the reasons why we looked into it.
And we did all sorts of trace routes and stuff, and it's like, you know, who knows? A wire was kinked on the way into your house.
You never know.
Yeah.
Or something.
Someplace in Reston, Virginia, there's a guy flipping a router off and on when that guy's downloading.
What does this switch do?
Yeah. What could happen
that's
here?
That's not our business model.
Yeah. No. We have no control over that.
I agree.
So hopefully the CDN will fix that for us.
I want to just encourage everybody and our massive audience of four here live at the Los Angeles Convention Center and the folks on the Twitter to stay seated, because we're just going to take a quick 30 to 60 second break, somewhere between 0 seconds and 60 seconds, some number between those number of seconds. And we're going to come back with more Carl and Richard. And we're going to have our special guest, Scott Stanfield from Vertigo, to talk to us. So stay with us.